Well, on this week's edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions, we're going to have a little old school dance party. John Hansen, a.k.a. John E.D., hosts Old School Dance Party on KUTX in Austin, Texas. He also hosts KUT's In Black America, and he's with us now. Hi, John.
Hello, Jeremy.
And you are originally from Detroit. You came to Texas for college and got a job at KUT, and you've been there ever since. Tell us a little bit about your show, Old School Dance Party.
Well, the Old School Dance Party is a program around songs that the baby boomers grew up with, including myself. So we're talking about a period of 1965 through 1979, 1980.
And let's get to some of the music, starting with the 1977 song. Everybody knows this one from the Commodores. This is Brick House. So this song has become so big at, I think, wedding receptions and in movies. I have to say, I did see the Commodores. They performed in my hometown in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, at an outside concert years and years ago. And after that, I had my brick house renaissance. But tell us why you picked this one.
It's a great dance song. And it's one of those songs that regardless of what generation you grew up in, even today, as stated, if you go to a party and then someone puts on Brick House, it's going to immediately fill the dance floor.
And by the way, the Commodores met when they were at the Tuskegee Institute, now Tuskegee University in Alabama. What else should we know about them that we don't already?
Well, they first came to the public eye when they went on tour with the Jackson 5.
Hmm.
And Lionel Richie was the lead singer. And if you know or remember when you were going to college, I think everyone who went to college wanted to be in a band or become a singer. And that was one of the other reasons I selected the song, because it kind of gives you the impetus that if I were a singer or in a band, I would want to be one of the Commodores.
Do you think that Lionel Richie did as well on his own as he did with the Commodores?
I really don't think so, other than him and Diana Ross having the all-time best-selling album with Endless Love with Motown. Mm. But I think when he left Motown, when he left the Commodores, I think he left a good part of his career behind.
And a nice sense of fun. But let's get to the next one. This is Kool & the Gang with the 1973 song Jungle Boogie. So here they are telling us to get down. Didn't they also do Get Down On It?
Get Down On It, Hollywood, Swinging, Open Sesame. That was part of the soundtrack for Saturday Night Fever.
They love to get down, Kool & the Gang.
They love to get down. And believe it or not, they started out as a jazz band.
In Jersey City?
In Jersey City, New Jersey.
And they're still together now.
And they're still together now. As a matter of fact, they just played Austin about a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
After 40-something years, they're still on the road.
All right. Well, let's get to another one. This is from 1978. This is the song Flashlight by George Clinton's funk band Parliament. Yeah. You can hear that this is getting closer to the later end of the 1970s because they're right. getting more high tech with some of those sound effects.
Yes, they are. And believe it or not, George Clinton, a genius, started out as a punk rock band in the early 60s, late 50s, and had two groups on two different labels, and they all were the same people. Amazing.
All right, well, on to the next one. This is Patti LaBelle and Lady Marmalade. What a classic song. And of course, some people know the Christina Aguilera remake in 2001.
Right. Exactly. And it's one of those songs that has crossed over from pop to rock to punk or whatever. And Patti has that distinctive sound as you would hear from maybe Aretha Franklin or Gladys Knight. I mean, when you hear her voice, you know it's her.
Or Chaka Khan, I would even
or
put in
Chaka
that category.
Khan, right.
Yeah. Well, what is it that drew you to that one or that still draws you to that one?
It's just something about the lyrics and the beat that reminds me of, all right, this is New Orleans. This is about having a good time. And when it comes on, you get that certain feeling that, okay, this Patti LaBelle, it's time to get busy.
Well, I have to say, there are some songs now that are very catchy, that are fun to dance to, that come out now. But a year after I've heard them over and over and over again, I'm over them. But these ones, you know, we've heard these for years and decades now.
Time
and they're
jewels.
Still good.
Exactly. And I think during that period, they were really making music for the long term. I think what they're doing now, everyone's trying to get a hit, a Grammy, or a gold record, and they're not thinking for the longevity of the particular songs that they write and produce.
All right, well, we have time for one more, and this is one that people may not have heard of. This is Don't Stop the Music. It's by Yarbrough and Peoples. I like that.
You like that?
I do.
Yarbrough and Peoples from Dallas, Texas. It's one of the other groups other than Archie Bell and Drells that actually came out of Texas and had some type of notoriety. And there's a husband and wife team. And a lot of clubs play that song just before 2 o'clock because you don't want the music to stop. Real catchy lyrics. Something that, you know, you're trying to hit on a young lady and it's almost time to go, but you got some help from Yarbrough and Peoples as far as what you need to say.
All right. Well, John Hansen, a.k.a. John E.D., host of Old School Dance Party on KUTX in Austin. Great having you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy. Remember to stream us. We're on every Friday at 4.
Every Friday at 4, and you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.